There's good evidence that farming often ignores some of the basic welfare needs of animals. But in order to prove that change is needed, campaigners need to prove that animals do indeed feel pain and suffer if their needs are not met. So how do you research animal pain? Dan Weary is from the Animal Welfare Programme at the University of British Columbia.
Unfortunately, there's all sorts of examples out there of where animals are in pain, so you don't have to look very far. So, for example, we do a lot of research on dairy cattle, and one of the biggest welfare problems and actually production problems from a dairy farmer's perspective for dairy cattle is lameness. And lameness is really the behavioural manifestation of pain when the animals are walking. So you just have to go to your nearest dairy farm to see lame cows. One of the tricks, of course, is to really pick those up at early stages so that we can find ways of treating those animals differently so that they recover, or ideally changing the housing environments so they don't become lame at all.
Now, is it about the farming methods that's causing this lameness, or is it something else that's going on?
I think one of the really promising areas to focus in a lot of the work that we do is trying to understand how production methods can be changed to reduce the incidence of painful injuries and diseases. And sometimes, of course, we actually have production practices that themselves are painful. In those cases, we really need to try to find ways of rethinking that procedure so it's either not required or performing that procedure in a less painful way.
Now, why do you think we have these procedures in the first place? If it's obvious to us that an animal is in pain, why do we continue?
The solutions aren't easy. So anybody who's kept a cow or kept a horse knows that the animals can go lame. So even with the best intentions, we have problems. In agricultural production methods, imagine you're running a large business. There's thousands of decisions that need to be made, and individual producers don't always have the time or the resources to do their own experiments to find out the best production methods that will reduce those problems. And so that's sort of what I see as my job, is to be out there looking, especially from an animal welfare perspective, trying to find production methods that are workable for producers, but actually do end up causing less pain and suffering for the animals.
And what sort of successes have you had so far?
Well, one example that I really like is a production practice that took off in, actually originally in New Zealand and Australia, and then more recently in North America, where dairy farmers began to dock the tails of dairy cattle. And we're used to seeing other breeds, sheep, for example, and dogs sometimes with docked tails, but these docked dairy cattle looked weird. The farmers, of course, weren't doing it for the fun of it. One of the biggest production problems, and actually welfare problems for dairy cattle, next to lameness, is mastitis, which is a painful udder infection. And that's caused in part by the spreading around of pathogens that are on farms. And what dairy farmers notice is that the cows are sitting there lying down looking comfortable, but their tail is often lying in a manure paddy. They stand up and this tail, this lovely fly swatter, is now this urine and feces soaked mop spreading, you can imagine what, all around. And the dairy producers came to think that actually that this was an important source of contamination. It was getting the cows dirtier, and more importantly, it was a risk of mastitis for the cows. And so many of the producers, especially they started off with large producers, started this amputating tails. What we did is we simply took a step back and said, well, this is really true. And we worked with a producer that was determined that he wanted to do this procedure. He felt it was the right thing. He had a very large herd, 500 cows. We convinced him to leave half those animals undocked. And we followed those animals for a long period of time. And what we found was actually that all the supposed benefits didn't turn out to be true. The cows were no cleaner. There was no difference in contamination on the cow's teats. And more importantly, there was no difference in disease. And that trial has now been replicated at a number of other times. And now I can say to dairy farmers who are considering this procedure is that really there's no benefit for them or their cows. And already I've seen far fewer new producers starting this procedure, and actually some of the producers who had started it have now switched back to leaving their tails intact. So a little bit of research can sometimes go a long way in terms of preventing these kinds of practices.
As part of that research though, could you find a solution for that problem though, even so you realize that the tail docking wasn't the problem?
No, that's a very good, of course. If I could solve mastitis, that would be wonderful. We have been looking at other diseases. Actually, I haven't done a lot of work on that. One area where we've been doing research is trying to basically build more comfortable barns for cows. One of the challenges is that when the cows lie down, they're also potentially coming into contact with their own manure. And so one thing we've done is looked at different choices of bedding types. People normally imagine cows lying in big piles of straw or maybe wood shavings. Unfortunately, in both those cases, bacteria love to grow on those kinds of surfaces. And so we've done some work looking at cows lying down on basically these big sandbanks, sand dunes. And sand is very inhospitable for bacteria growth. But the cows, it turns out, are very happy lying down in sand. So just a little change like that, we can actually modify the environment, not just to make it comfortable for the cow, but also to make it a more healthy place for cows.
That's Dan Weary from the Animal Welfare Programme at the University of British Columbia.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.